It's Thursday, November 7th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Donald Trump reportedly tried to get Attorney General Bill Barr to hold a press conference to clear him of the Ukraine quid pro quo crimes, but Bill Barr refused. Meanwhile, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin refuses to concede his loss to Andy Beshear as Republicans threaten to overturn Tuesday night's election results in the state house. And lastly, a U.S. judge scraps the Trump administration rule that protects doctors who deny care because of religious reasons.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The Washington Post reports that Donald Trump asked his Attorney General William Barr in September to hold a news conference declaring that he broke no laws during his now infamous phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The request was reportedly passed along from Trump to White House aides, who eventually notified the Justice Department, but Barr ultimately declined to hold the news conference. Instead of a news conference, the DOJ released a statement stating, quote, no further action was warranted after it evaluated the rough transcript and the whistleblower complained about the call, all of which raised concerns about Trump's mentioning of Joe Biden to Zelensky. In response to this story, a White House spokesperson who asked to remain anonymous told the Post, quote, no amount of shady sources with clear intent to divide, smear, and slander would change Trump's respect for Barr. I guess we'll see. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin on Wednesday filed a formal request for a re-canvass of the vote in his bid for re-election a day after most national news outlets declared his Democratic opponent, Andy Beshear, the apparent winner of the race. A re-canvass is a double-checking of the vote totals and rarely produces different results. Under Kentucky law, candidates can request a recount, but they have to pay for it. Bevin campaign officials have not provided any specifics on the so-called irregularities they claim may have affected the election, but the Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundigan Grimes tweeted that the recount would be conducted on Thursday, November 14th. During a rally in Lexington on Monday night, Donald Trump told the crowd that a Bevin loss would be viewed as Trump's having suffered the greatest defeat in the history of the world, and urged supporters not to let that happen to me. In 2015, Bevin's opponent in the Republican primary, James Comer, requested a re-canvass of the vote, producing no change in vote totals.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
NPR reports that a federal court in Manhattan has knocked down a Trump administration rule that would make it easier for doctors and other healthcare workers to refuse care for religious reasons. U.S. District Judge Paul Engelmeyer ruled Wednesday that the Department of Health and Human Services, which issued the regulation earlier this year, exceeded its authority and acted arbitrarily and capriciously in promoting it. Trump administration claimed the rule would give healthcare providers the freedom to opt out of providing care or services, such as abortions, that violated their conscience. Employers that did not comply with the rule could have had their federal funding withdrawn. NPR has had previously reported that this rule was part of a big push from the Trump administration to bolster religious freedom in healthcare. And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Speaking at a conference on Wednesday, Bill Gates balked at Elizabeth Warren's tax policy, saying, quote, if I had to pay $20 billion, it's fine. But when you say I should pay $100 billion, then I'm starting to do a little math over what I have left over. Warren, who has proposed a 6% tax on wealth over 10 figures, reassured Gates that he wouldn't have to pay $100 billion and offered to meet with him to explain. I feel bad for him. The New York Times reports a federal judge has ruled that the U.S. government must provide mental health services to thousands of migrant parents and children who were separated under the Trump administration's so-called zero-tolerance immigration policy to kidnap children. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is expected to announce plans to run in Alabama's upcoming Senate race. A source tells the Daily Beast that Sessions is gearing up to make the announcement today. Lastly, Representative Ayanna Pressley, the first black woman to represent Massachusetts in Congress, announced she's endorsing Elizabeth Warren for president. Supporting Warren, Pressley is breaking with the three other progressive freshman lawmakers who make up the so-called squad, Representatives AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, all of whom recently endorsed Bernie Sanders.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.